Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Common Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Jones. And as always, we got my co-host with me, DeAndre Tanner. You want to say something, Tanner?
Yeah. You know what time it is. Yeah, I'm happy about this time. Let's go, Brad Jones. We back.
The Three Amigos are still missing one of the members. She had another engagement to do. We want to wish Nadash a happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Nadash. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
She should be back next week, but we do have our first roundtable discussion, and we have three special guests for y'all this week.
Uh-oh.
And I'm giving them a chance to introduce themselves, as well as y'all want to give out y'all social media if people hit y'all up after the show.
Yeah. Go ahead and spit that thing
first.
Yeah. Right,
well, my name is Deion, a.k.a. Ness440 on Snapchat, whatever. Facebook, Deion Davis. Follow me. Please do. You know what I'm saying?
My name is Dominique, Sweet Pea Baker. What's my? Sweet Pea Meek 29 on Instagram.
Right. Yo, it's Clarence Davis Jr. That's my Facebook. That's my government. I also go by Zoe. My Instagram is Zoe_Elite. Follow me.
Yeah, you see, he's a smooth one guy. Just say follow at the end of it. Just gonna leave it at that, I see. But we got an interesting topic today. But before I get to that, you know you can always reach us at Common Culture Podcast at Gmail, as well as our Facebook group, Common Culture Pod, as well as Instagram and Twitter.
Right. So before you get into all of that, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this. Our other co-host and Dash ain't been here for 2 weeks. Now, she got to get her pink slip soon, because this is 3 weeks. Oh, listen.
A pink slip? She the first lady of the show.
We can replace her. No disrespects. 3 weeks you missing. She ain't got no baby. Is she pregnant?
She got a kid.
And she got another one away?
She had an engagement last week and her birthday this week.
I'm just saying. Wait,
even a regular job gave weeks of vacation. Listen, like, what are you talking about?
Listen. This is true. I kind of miss her. Because, like, she bring the best of me.
You got a weird way of showing you miss somebody.
I do. Something wrong with me. I'm going to counseling about it. And let me just say this. For these three lovely co-hosts.
Guests.
Whatever you want to call y'all self. Thank y'all for coming. We know y'all been bugging us to be on the show. Because the show popping in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Deion, you a stand-up individual. Appreciate hope you're on my side.
Yeah, I know.
Sweet Pea, we're going to find out if you're really sweet or not. And Mr. Smooth. I seen you in the club last week trying to talk to that girl that I was talking to. What? You already know what it is. Meet me outside at 5 o'clock. Right at, you know what I'm saying? Before, you know, I'm going to let Brad introduce the question or whatever. By the end of the show, I want y'all all to say who y'all favorite, which is Tanner. Let's go, Brad John. Come on.
So, back to you self-promoting yourself.
Yeah.
Incorrectly. Yeah. We had a conversation last week about communication, about how you are a terrible communicator.
Can I communicate this to you?
What's that?
I want to be the one of the first to say Happy Father's Day, your first Father's Day.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I'm giving you a hug on the mic.
Okay. You keep touching me, though. That's the problem. You can communicate verbally. You don't have to do physical communication with me.
You know I'm an emotional creature, Brad Jones. Come on.
But our topic this week is going to be super interesting. It's going to be super controversial. We want to talk about the word hoe. We want to talk about how people use it. We want to talk about, you know, what defines a hoe. If someone's a hoe, can they ever recover from that? Can they become not a hoe anymore?
You giving out the whole show already. Like, and what you talking about hoe? Like, H-O-E, like a garden tool? Or ho-ho-ho, like Santa Claus?
A person can't be a garden tool.
Ooh, okay.
So, we obviously talking about the one we're talking about, a person that we feel is a little bit more promiscuous than the average person.
So when they hit a song in the club, boom, 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 get out, little mom, boom, boom. Well, they start shaking real hard.
Well, I don't think. My personal opinion is you ain't got to be a hoe to do that in the club.
Because
check this out. Anybody that was born in the in the 80s, early 90s, that hit Juvenile, come on.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to hear that tonight and tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Regardless of what the rise or how promiscuous you are. You know, they find a little bit of ratchet inside of their body, right?
Okay, well, right. Go ahead and ask me the question then, Brad Jones. Let me know what you want
to
know.
So I'm going to ask the guests first. Just to give them a chance to speak. And since we have one lady on the show, if she wants to go first, she does not want to go first. So therefore, we're going to let Tanner go first because he always wants to talk.
Exactly. I got to warm it up.
So what's your definition of a hoe?
Uh-oh. Ooh-wee. And listen. First off, let's just say this. I've been waiting on this topic for a long time. You know, I helped Brad Jones come up with this topic. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know, helping him out. The definition is so broad and different in everybody's eyes. You know what I'm saying?
We asking about your eyes.
In my eyes, it depends on how many sex partners you had at what age. If you 19 to step around with like seven dudes, oh, you a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. And listen. I'm going to keep it on the mic. I'm going to go ahead and say an answer before you ask me a question. Only women can be hoes. Straight up. Man can't be no hoe. Oh, yeah. Yeah. His mama in the background shaking her head because I said the truth.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on the mic so you can hear me. First of all, I need you to define what you mean by being with somebody. You talking about actual sexual intercourse?
Sexual intercourse.
So head count?
I'll let you slide on that.
So if you had seven, you got seven dudes head, you fine?
Ooh, it's hot on this mic. Just kiss me on the cheek. Oh my Jesus! Listen, I didn't think that far through. I'm talking about straight. Ram, bam, thank you, ma'am, inside of your vagina.
Okay, so we're not talking about head. So you're going to let that topic marry.
Because if you think about it, if you gave a guy head 20 times, 20 different men head, and you didn't have sex with none of these guys, you haven't had sex at all, I don't consider you a hoe. You still like a virgin to me. But you're doing hoish things. You see what I'm saying?
You got hoe activities.
You got hoe activities. I'm saying it depends on what age you are. If you 21 and you done bagged 10 guys, had sex with 10 dudes, oh yeah, you a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Because like, how many numbers of relationships? When did you lose your virginity? When did you get time to grow?
So I had a question. So a woman can only have sex in a relationship.
I'm not saying that. Listen, if you 25, right, you done had sex with four. Let's say two of them relationship, the other two one night stands. I can get them one night stands and have some fun.
What if they one night stands? What if they just like somebody you might have, one of your friends from back in the day, y'all kicking it and come over the crib? According to you, y'all can't be friends. No way.
Okay, right. You know what I'm saying?
That's not a one night stand. That's
and just... you got to slide in that DM. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? You got to slide in that DM if you're on this foe. That's cool, but you got time to grow from that. Then you 25 and have sex with 17 dudes. I'm throwing out outrageous numbers, but there's people out here that done did that. Then nah, you a hoe.
So
Dion, back me up. So, Dion, back me up.
Let me give a counter argument to that.
No.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. No, because I bring the Riverdale, Brad.
I'm bringing my opinion. So my opinion is that I think a hoe is somebody that is having sex with somebody in order just to get something out of it. Like if you're trying to get money out of it, if you're trying to get like a car or something out of it, I think that makes it a hoe. If you just a sexual person, you like to have sex with people, like that's just you. Then you're not a hoe to me in my eyes, because at that point it's just people are free to do what they want to do.
I mean, I agree with you on that. I mean, I don't think you are an idiot or nothing. I see what you're saying.
Because, well, I got a question. We expect kids to experience all different parts of life and all different parts of things. But then when it comes to sex, like, oh, don't experience that, because then you can label a hoe if you're a woman. So like, how is she supposed to grow and know what she want and what she like if she don't experience these things? And if she enjoys it, like, why should you neglect yourself the pleasure of enjoying it just because consider it a hoe?
So you're enjoying it, the sexual part? You could enjoy that as many times you want with somebody you had sex with. Not with no two, like,
what if multiple dudes. Okay, what if you're 19 and the first three dudes you did wasn't no good and you're like, I don't want to do it with y'all. You're supposed to just give up completely? Like, oh, I got three. Let me wait 5 years. Try the next person out.
So wait, you gave it to him one time?
Yeah.
Maybe let him get him warm up. You know what I'm saying?
So they get a warm up, but if a girl whack, you ain't give her no warm up. You overdone it.
What's the reason why she whack?
What if it's like?
Exactly. You know my thing getting all the stank.
She 19. She don't know.
I gave a girl who thang stank a warm up, a second chance to it. It's like, again, I can't do that.
But okay, let's give him a second chance, and it still is whack. So let's say you get three dudes, two chances, and they all whack.
Give him a 4-day trial. Come on now, come on, man. 4-day trial. Okay, we put it on the table. Let's ask the guests.
What's y'all opinion? Because I don't agree
with Dion. I want him to go next. Come on, Dion.
You just look for some backup.
Nah, I'm looking for the backup. I just know he bought that life. No disrespect, Clarence. Go ahead.
I mean, my opinion would be like, see, for one thing, I'm on this side about the whippet thing. I will say that, though, because I believe that, well, you know what? Both could be hoes, I guess. But a hoe to me would be like somebody who don't accept what they're doing. That's a hoe to me. So, like, if a woman out here doing...
She feel like she ain't no hoe?
Like, they just not accepting it. Like, they denying it, saying that they ain't doing it. Then you a hoe to me. If you accept it and you cool with it, I don't mind. You grown.
So, you say accept
it. Age don't mean nothing to me. If you grown, you grown. That's how I look at it.
Are you saying you're not accepting the fact you're having sex with people? You're not accepting the fact that you a hoe?
You're not a... Like you not... You saying that you're denying that you're having sex with these people.
Okay.
I know a lot of women that do that, but...
Okay, yeah. let the woman go last so she can defend all women. Mm. Clarence, you know what I'm saying?
I hear what bro's saying. I kind of agree. Like, my definition would be somebody that's lying about it. Like, you out here with a high body count, you lying about it, now I'm going to look at you funny. But if you just out here like a free spirit,
do your thing.
Time out. Do your thing. You grown. Do what it do.
I ain't going
to
look at you no
different. So, time out. To both y'all. Judge. First off, they brothers. So let's just put that out there.
I'm just
keeping it real for common culture. We do it for the culture. Listen, common that is. you know what I'm saying? Listen. Okay, both y'all get a girl. Let's say they twins. Michelle and Mickey. I don't know the other girl name. You know what I'm saying? So they come to y'all. You know, Clarence, I had sex with seven dudes in the past. And she said the same thing you. But really, it's like 15. Mm-hmm. Y'all okay with that? So it don't matter how many numbers they done had. They tell y'all. Y'all don't care.
No. But see, you just said
let me say this,
seven,
because that's being a hypocrite. I'm going to tell you why it's being a hypocrite. See, how many people have you had? You gonna lie to that woman that you talking to?
He got it. Listen.
No. Answer my question. Are you going to lie to the woman and say, oh, I only had three partners or whatever? You probably had 25, 30.
Listen. It don't matter about me. As a man, you're supposed to build them numbers.
See, as a kid, they was taught that.
Let's be real.
Wait, talk about Brad. Brad going to ask that question. Going in the next day. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to withhold that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
we can definitely get into that.
We coming to the woman,
that's,
though.
That's lying, though. You just, which one is it? 7 or 15? You said
the girl lied. Right.
You were holding it. Because you lying.
Right. So you lying. So what I'm saying is, if she was 20 and she told you she had sex with 7, you don't care that she.
What happened before me, I don't care.
Okay, we just getting y'all definition. That's all. Yeah. Everybody, I don't judge people on their definition or their opinion. All right, Dominique, let us know from a woman's ass who looked decent in the streets. You ain't got no trouble getting a date.
Okay, first of all, I would have to disagree with what you said as far as...
Of course you don't like me.
A man and a woman can't be a hoe because a man and a woman can be a hoe.
Nope. Yes. Save it for the next question.
I have a question for you. How do you sound saying that you need... Guys are supposed to build their body count. How y'all build y'all body count? What you gonna build it with?
Because I ain't doing a dude.
A female, right?
Listen. Dominique.
No, we ain't doing nobody counts together.
Dominique. Right. Yes. I feel you. Listen, Dominique. You got a little pent up anger. What I'm saying is, that's one of the questions. I don't want to step on Brad's toes. He hate when I step on his toes. Brad almost fired me off the show 3 times. He can't do it, though. He got to go through our lawyers. So listen, I just want you to tell your definition of a hoe.
I would have to agree with what the guy said as far as a hoe not being truthful with themselves, of not realizing that they're a hoe.
Okay.
They out here having sex and making it seem like they not having sex. Oh, no, girl, I ain't, Or, oh, no, I'm not, I'm this, I'm that. No, you're a hoe.
Look, hey, it's funny how before we got on this mic, you was real shy. Hi, sweet pea. Okay, girl.
Okay.
You did that.
Okay, my business.
I'm just saying. Okay, so we got
that. So, I mean, I guess we kind of all kind of got our own little viewpoint of it. Y'all feel like, you know, if you lying about it, then you a hoe. You just feel like girls are hoes. They have more numbers than you think they should, which is an arbitrary number because you adding by age. If you 25, you get 12.
Right.
If you 30, you get 8. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so I think.
I mean, one of my friends said if you have sex with two people at the same time, then you a hoe. I mean, that's one of my friends said. To me, this is what I'm trying to say to the public.
What if you got like two people you talking to, which I don't particularly agree with.
Right.
But let's say you got two people talking to, and the one person on some other night, and you trying to find somebody for the night, listen, call the other person. That's listen. Two people.
If you're single, you do what you want. That's
right. Listen to me, all y'all. I don't care. I said this word does not have a clean-cut definition to me. Everybody going to have something different what they think it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't look at nobody different when they say their definition. So, don't look at me when I say mine. Don't think I'm super crazy in the streets. So that's all I ask.
So I got a kind of off-the-wall question for y'all then. Is being a hoe a negative thing then? Like, it has a negative connotation. But if somebody's a hoe, do you really look at them based off your own definition? Do you look at them badly?
Hey. Yes, because my definition just tells me you're a liar. And you out here
true
doing things right. And you lying about it.
But the positive side of it is you're probably a freak. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably the positive side of it.
Hey, and we keep it real on what? Common culture. You know what I'm saying? Listen, America labeled that word as a negative thing. Because, you know, women, they're in a club. Ooh, you a hoe. They ready to scrap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's hard for me to say that word doesn't mean it's negative. Because, like, a lot of people say that when they want to get somebody riled up, mm-hmm. talk about them. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That word don't bring no positive, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Dion, you're a hoe. I'm not uplifting you. You, right. like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, yeah. so, like, I feel like no word should, like, downgrade or discriminate nobody, but that's how it is. Like, nigga, downgrade us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we use it with each other. Like, you know, so it's like, that's how it is, though. So, like, to be honest, yeah. I don't per se tell people they hoes. I might think it in my head.
All right, so I'm gonna ask y'all the same question, but this is based off Urban Dictionary's definition of a hoe.
Who wrote Urban Dictionary?
I don't know who wrote it, but
we should write our own common culture dictionary.
It's called a woman or a man that fucks anything with two legs.
Wow, that. Whoa. Okay.
So it's,
wait a minute. Can you have sex with someone with three legs? What you, how you gonna TTA you that?
You can just want one leg.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't want to know my ass. But, hey, however, how much water she drinking with that one leg? Because she might have to get
so, like, based off that definition, would you look at somebody and negatively if that's what a hoe was?
Any, you just doing anything? Yeah, that's very bad. You just doing anything? You don't care? Like,
that definitely sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Who wrote that though?
I don't know. So they got two other ones. Actually, I have one other one that kind of makes sense. It says a woman that is too loose in the booty.
So what it say?
Be in the booty though.
Time out. What it say? A woman. It didn't say a man. It said a woman.
So I guess with that definition, again, if we went the Urban Dictionary. The Urban Dictionary route, then I think we'll all say that a hoe is a bad thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I guess back to the meat or the topic at hand about if a man or a woman can both be hoes, or can only a woman be a hoe, or can, I guess, if only a man can be a hoe, if that's what you feel. Like, for me, I think anybody could be a hoe if you really out here. Urban Dictionary version, you just having sex with anybody, then you a hoe. And if you, in my definition, if you out here just doing it, if a dude's just doing it, like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna go give her some so I can live at our house. I'm gonna give her some so she can pay my bills. I think you a hoe. I think at that point you a male hoe because you just out here using sex to get to what you want to get to.
If we get to that point of it, then I think more women doing that.
I think so. But I think both. If a woman doing it just so she can stay in the dude house so you can pay her bills. Either way it go, I think if you doing it just for financial or monetary benefits, then I think you're a hoe. Definitely. So for me, I think both of them could be hoes, man and woman.
Facts.
So
I agree.
Facts. I agree.
what's that?
All y'all agreeing because all y'all liars.
No, I mean,
how we lying? Like, tell us how we lying.
How we lying?
Listen, let's keep it all the way 100 funky. You know what I'm saying? That word in America, which we at, we not in Wakanda, which I'm trying to go there. You know what I'm saying? Forever. You feel me? That word is strictly for women.
No, it's not.
Let me finish. Mm-mm. It's strictly for women. Women now want to use the word to flip it on men because they know it's strictly for women. And they want to have, like, a defense mechanism to throw it back at guys.
Like,
listen.
Like the word nigga.
That's what you're trying to say. Let me talk.
I'm asking you questions about what you're saying. So you're saying the word nigga, so they may flip this. So therefore, the word nigga is used for black people and black people talking to people. Because every once in a while, you might call somebody not black a nigga.
Yeah. Right.
So therefore, if women are using that word now, or men too, then that means it's accepted the same way that the word nigga got switched from just used as a discriminatory word towards black people to...
The difference is black people accept it coming from other black people. Men, most men, not going to accept that... They're hoes that men are being hoes.
Please, we get congratulated.
Yeah. no, but
I'm getting no. It's more.
He got hoes.
I need to hang out with him
because
he got.
Listen, that's why I hang out with you, buddy, brother. You know what I'm saying?
So you on air gonna call me out?
I didn't call you a hoe. I said you the man. I'm not calling you a hoe. It's a difference.
Yeah, he dry snitching.
I ain't dry snitching. I'm just saying.
That's how you agree. That's how you agree.
What a hoe. We saying where the women at. We ain't saying where the men at. That's what y'all we saying where the women at, right?
No, you don't.
Facts. But I got a question. If a woman called you a hoe, would you be like, I'm not a hoe?
First off, you stop.
I'm probably gonna tell her I probably am.
Right. But he different, though. You stopping me from my train of thought. What I'm saying is, everything is, you know, not fair. This one thing that men, you know what I'm saying, we get away with.
No, it's not.
Listen, no. Men got to take out the trash. That's just how it is. We got to let them take out the trash. Y'all label hoes. I'm sorry. It's a bad analogy, but it is what it is. Everything is not fair. This is what America labeled it as. Well, you see them put up the Urban Dictionary, right? It said a woman.
The other definition said man or woman.
Okay, but one definition said a woman.
Right, so it's one person's opinion. It's two people, different people's opinion.
Okay, listen.
And men can be loose in the booty, too.
Nah, they're gay then. Listen.
They're still men, though. Right, like, exactly. If they're gay or not, they're still men.
They're still men. Listen.
Still loose in the booty.
I'm saying this. The word is really clean cut for a woman. I'm not out here saying, oh, Zoe out here, he a hoe. I'm like, you know, Zoe the man.
I've heard men called hoes before.
Yeah.
By women? You don't hear no men calling another dude a hoe. Right. No. And then now I was talking about he's a man hoe.
But you don't hear women call women, like, unless you're talking about somebody she don't like.
Okay. Oh, still though, if I don't like Zoe, I'm not gonna say, oh, he a hoe.
Because it's not because by calling
right,
him a hoe,
you see what
no,
saying?
Rewind, do that. Because calling him a hoe is not gonna be a bad thing if you call him a hoe.
True. Exactly.
That's not why. Because the only time women use hoe to another woman,
hey,
is to hurt them.
Listen,
if I say Dion, you a hoe. As a matter of fact, we do see it.
Well, we do. What we use it, it's a different term.
Yeah.
Y'all playing it back. Hey. All the time. Yeah. Somebody
or you scared or
right. That's the thing. You scared. Listen, what I'm telling you, I'm keeping it real on Common Culture. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Don't keep saying like you're not the only person not keeping it real. Like, yeah, I'm not giving my real opinion.
You keeping it real. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I get lost in my sauce. You know what I'm saying? You my brother. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna never put you down. Y'all my brother. Y'all my family. I'm just saying, from America's standpoint, they got more so. The word is labeled for women. Is it right?
But we America.
Is it right? No. Do I play the game? I mean, no. I throw a little dice here and there, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep it real.
But we America. We can make up whatever we want to. We made the word nigga into a term of endearment.
Hey, if you want to get on the wave of changing that, Brad Jones, I'll stand by you. But ho really mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, for the women in the streets. How much water she drinking? Just like that mean, a woman. These hoes out there. They not talking about no men. Yeah. Educate them. Dre. Get them.
I
pat myself on the back on that one. Ooh, Jesus. Let's go. Common Culture.
Boy, you got Tourette's, boy. I promise you.
Can you die from that?
No, you can't die from that.
Okay. Just right. Making sure. If I could die from that, I don't want it.
But yeah. So, I mean. If you look at it as only for women, that's fine for you. But for me, I think anybody could be a hoe, depending on
how much is this you saying this or your wife saying this. Your wife is in your spirit.
Do you see her around here?
I feel like she around here right now. She gonna pop up with the baby.
So you think I answer questions based off of what my wife think?
No. I don't think that though. But I think y'all talked about this behind my back and said set time straight. I see I'm stumbling my words now too right
if
now.
I'm talking in my house, I'm not talking behind your back, I'm talking in my house. So I don't know if it's behind your back.
That's
stuff.
Behind my back.
In my house?
Yeah, in your house.
Okay, let's move on. Alright. So I guess the next part about it is
we done with that?
We done.
So wait a minute. You telling me y'all really gonna feel
what? Well, come on, talk.
Like that word ain't really for like women. You ain't really saying
you're not gonna change our opinion, bro.
I gotta get at these guests, not the girl, because you know me and you gonna be at it forever. This gonna take 40 minutes.
First of all, if my opinion for real is if you single, you do what you want, men or women. I don't care. Once you get reach a certain age, you out of high school, you kind of do your thing.
So wait, so you saying that they should be doing this in high school then? Well, so you met a girl
that you look young, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. You should be focusing more on.
Ah, yeah.
Wait, nah.
Thank you. Thank you, Comic Coach. So she's 16.
First of all, let me say this.
Wait, no, no. You said you shouldn't even have a sex in high school. You saying that you shouldn't be out here with having sex with everybody.
She's 17, right. Head down to high school. She had sex with 7 dudes in high school.
I'm not going.
Yeah, right. That's
you're not going. That's a little outrageous, right? That's what I'm saying.
What was the question?
17, and she had sex with 7. Got she got hopped on 7 of them.
If a dude has sex with 7
girls, we went to high school with.
Right, that's facts. That's facts.
No, but it's like, not. Like, not in Chicago.
But like, if you had, but
definitely in Chicago.
No, I'm saying they had sex with people outside the high school.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If you a girl and this dude that's 17 and he has sex with 8, 9 girls, you shouldn't have sex with him either.
This is true.
Exactly.
Wait a minute though. But by him having sex with 89 of them girls, man, he's bringing the thunder. He know how to TTIU.
That's
what I'm saying. But it's a difference.
In high school, that means he had 89 chances to catch something with 89 people.
Who said he ain't strapping up 89 times? He probably that's the only class he paid attention to was that putting on the condom. What are you talking about?
See, the women gonna look at it as like you said, the experience. That's the reason why they want that.
Thank you.
That's why they're going to look at it.
That's why
they shouldn't. Now they shouldn't think like that.
Sex, I lied. I said I had sex and I didn't.
Yeah. But that's a bad question. J. Cole made a whole song about this. We all out here lying.
Yeah, right.
We all out here lying.
But I was a virgin, didn't know what I was doing.
So you get what I'm saying?
If I'm going to get it, I'm going to tell you. Yeah.
So you get what I'm saying now?
I don't know what I'm doing.
That in America.
I was being raped. I think I got raped anyway.
Right.
My first time.
What's her name?
You might try to get people snitching people. Like, we ain't on that. I'm just saying, listening.
You know what? Text me her name after the show. Because she what she do? Tell me after the show. Let me know. Listen, what I'm saying is the men supposed to have sex with a lot of girls. So then when they get them across, like Mondo, we get across Dominique, it's about that action. You feel what I'm saying? Cause if Mondo out here only has sex with 2,
she's supposed to gain experience.
She don't need to gain no experience.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's be real. Nobody wants.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Don't have no experience.
So, no.
Well, listen though.
This is fact.
Well, hold up.
We want that virgin feeling, but we don't want the experience.
Wait, time out.
Ain't nobody this age, nobody.
No.
At this age, are we talking about? We was talking about 17, 18. You don't want to mess with no girl that had sex with 8 or 9 dudes and she got 9.
I wouldn't.
Okay, I'll take it back. You want to mess with her, but you going to be with her?
No.
Y'all talking.
That's
mess. Y'all.
Nah, it ain't no mess. That's the real though. If I know she's 7. Mess. If she's 17, she has sex with 8 dudes, I'm not about to wife up either.
Yeah.
I'm going to tear that ass up and keep it moving.
I did think that. Course,
yeah.
Everybody did.
You know what I'm saying? That's now, what
I'm but the girl probably ain't trying to wife you up either.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. Time out. It's Tana. She trying to wife me up. This Ness. She trying to wife him up too.
If a
you
girl,
Brad Jones. You see what Sam did? He gonna ask me to marry you, Brad. She was like, Brad, thought I thought he was my finger. She said, oh, we getting married. I said, yeah. That's what.
But I'm saying, like, I think go both ways. Like, I think you think that women like, oh, he got experience, I want to do it. But she probably just want the same thing. She want to gain her experience from somebody that had experience
and then bounce.
Yeah.
Mm.
2018.
But then that would
be
considered her being a
hoe.
Matter of fact,
we talking about us being grown. I'm saying at that age, us being grown now.
Well, let's talk about our age now.
Right.
So our age now, like I'm gonna be real with you. I know I have a lot of female friends that, you know, we talk a lot. So a lot of dudes, they just be out here trying to find a dude for the night, kick it for a minute, and dudes be out here attached, like trying to text, trying to call, trying to figure out what's going on. Why you didn't call me back? And blah 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 blah.
They lying. They lying. I know your female friends. They lying.
They not lying.
Don't have me
tell you. It's the truth. I mean, it ain't the fact that it ain't back in the 80s where like dudes throwing people trying sex.
It's that thunder. That's what it is.
You ain't never had that thunder.
I've been hooked up some thunder before.
You might get.
I wasn't trying to chill with me.
You know what I'm saying? For real. I'm just saying.
Listen.
Everybody been hooked on that thunder.
Listen, I was texting that thunder the other day. Like, try to go to the movies. You know what I'm saying? Try to go to the movies.
Exactly, bro.
See, they don't want that. They just want us get in and get out.
No. She wanted me, though. Trust me. I know who want me, who don't want me. You know what I'm saying? All
right. So can we move on now? Are you satisfied with the responses you got?
No, we satisfied with the responses. I just want your opinion about it. I'm not mad what y'all saying. I just want y'all to look at me like I'm crazy out here in the streets. If Mama Jones bring me a girl, say, Todd, I got a nice young girl for you. And I come and find out she had sex with 35 soldiers. Hold up, Mama Jones. You about to throw her back to that dumpster. I'm not about to bring her around my mama. You know what I'm saying?
So, but I got a question then. You talked a lot about being young and having a lot of numbers, right? Right. So let's say let's go your number. You said 17 with 5. Is that too much?
That's a little bit outrageous, bro.
Okay, let's say 17 with 5. Let's say you're 17 with 5, right? Mm-hmm. Then, so you label it as a hoe.
When did she lose her virginity? 11?
No. No.
They could.
She lost it at 15. So in 2 years, she had 5.
Oh, my baby girl, what are you doing?
Okay, that's a hoe, right? That's a hoe in your book?
That's in there. I'm sorry. I got to keep it real.
Okay, fine. That's a hoe. So then my question is, let's say 5 years go past, she had sex with nobody. Now she, what, 22 mm-hmm. with 5. So now she's not a hoe no more.
Hey, see, now she got to put on her best DVJ face and lie. Because technically, nobody going to find out when she had sex with them 5. So she come out, she 22, 23, and had sex with 5. So dudes will be like, oh, okay, she probably lost her virginity at 17, carried 1, divided by 2. They try to, you know, put the numbers in. So now she ain't a hoe. I like how you put that. That's
so,
a good one.
So what you're saying is you can go from being a hoe to not being a hoe.
So you set me up for the
okie doke, didn't I? Yeah,
you set me up for the okie doke. Listen, in that scenario, to me, you can. However, once somebody find out the truth,
hold on. I want all y'all to answer this question because I'm confused.
We ain't paying enough free water for nothing. They about to answer these questions.
So you're telling me if you find out, meet a girl, you're 23, and you find out she had sex with 5 people before the age of 17, at the age of 17, you're going to be like, oh,
Once again, you're doing it again. Hold on, time out. He do this on Common Culture. What you do is, he sets up a scenario that favors what he wants to say, want people to say. See, even the dad said that like 3 episodes ago, you doing a Brad Jones, you doing that. Huh. Instead of asking the question, if you label a hoe, would you always be a hoe? See, you tripping right now. I caught you up.
I just gave you a scenario. I want to know if you can
recover. I'm just going to say that.
So you can definitely recover, right? Definitely. So if you found out, if you're 22 and you found out the girl had sex with 5 people before she was 17 and then had sex with nobody else before then, would you be like, oh, now that I found out she was a hoe back then, I'm done with you?
No. First off,
she done had sex with 5 in 2 years and she ain't kept them. She kept them legs closed. For that next 4 or 5 years, something ain't right here. Nah, I don't believe that. She done did a little something.
I don't judge nobody for doing exactly what I'm doing.
Maybe she got labeled. Maybe she met somebody like you. You labeled her a hoe, and she's like, true. I don't want the title.
I don't label them hoe. I just keep it in my mind.
I got 10.
I don't want the confrontation.
I don't judge you.
I'm not saying you said, but maybe
so
she.
You do believe that a man and woman can both be a hoe.
Yeah, but first of all, once again, you're not really a hoe if you're single. Like to me, in my eyes, you're just doing what you're doing.
But you lying though. If you single,
well,
you're
lying. There's a difference. But I'm just saying, like as far as a single person, really to me, it's hard to really be a hoe.
A single person out of high school.
Yeah, right. Once you're grown, you can kind of do what you want. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so okay. So what y'all think? I mean, can you
come... We gonna come back to that, man.
Can you recover from being a hoe?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, me, I want that the hoe, then the church girl.
Right. All mixed in one.
Then, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then come find me. Because
you want her to pass.
Yeah, she got the experience, right. And she ready to let it loose.
Yeah.
But it's been so long.
So I got a question for you. So yeah. Superhead, she not a hoe no more.
Can you turn a hoe into a housewife?
I'm going.
Oh. Hey. Can you turn a hoe into a housewife?
What we say, we want a freak in the sheets, a woman in the streets, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like.
Because, I mean, I got.
So y'all remember a while ago when Drea was talking to, when she was on the radio and they were saying how, you know, she was a hoe and she said...
Who, Drea? Sorry.
Drea,
what's
her name?
Yeah,
okay.
Ooh, TTAU stamp. Oh, my Jesus. She could drink this water.
But she said she's a hoe.
What?
She said she used to be a hoe.
She used to be a hoe, but she not a hoe no more.
Let me say this right now. If you a hoe now, past then, whatever, you looking good, I'm going to tear that ass up.
You just don't like him.
Try to tell you, Brad Jones.
So, I had a question. And this is just random because it came to my head. If you a stripper, are you automatically a hoe?
You already know we had that conversation. No girl said that. Listen. That don't mean you automatically hoe. You just out here getting that cash. But that's going to be a hard pill to swallow. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what man going to sell.
For about a year, you're going to change your mind, guaranteed.
I mean, that's something different, you know what I'm saying? I have
every truth woman in my... out there stripping. I don't care. They work in Walmart in the day and be stripping at night on some real stuff. Everybody.
I just can't see myself. For real. I just can't see myself, like, dating a girl that's out here showing her
so she's not a titties, hoe, but you can't really date her.
Ooh,
is she a hold of y'all?
That's it.
Your standards is real high, bro.
Okay, listen.
Why am I standing this high?
Your standards is different because now, okay, you've been on this pole and you at a certain club.
And bacteria on the pole?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's tough. Yeah. Right? That's tough.
You know what I'm saying?
But is she a hoe?
This is my opinion. If she's just stripping Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday, I don't know what they schedule.
I think it's Friday through Sunday.
Okay, Friday through Sunday. All right, well, whatever. She's stripping.
Because I'm just saying, weekend. Who
she's
goes
trying to make a
week?
Living, true. Then cool.
True.
But if she's stripping and sucking.
Oh yeah.
And doing everything else.
Right.
That goes along with it.
I'm about,
she's a hoe.
I'm about to put you on the spot.
I agree with that.
And Mondo found out you strip right now. Take that game's ring off. And I'm helping them take it off right now.
Nope.
Because you grinding on somebody else.
First of all,
wait, hold on.
We wouldn't be even in this situation.
Of course.
Because
y'all got to meet in the middle somewhere.
Right, and I wouldn't let you be in no strip club. You know what I'm saying? That's number one.
That's what's wrong with you.
That's another thing. You're not about to sit up here and be grinding on somebody else, little daddy that's bigger than mine, and they come home and be like, You know what I'm saying? Give me a, like.
I gotta meet in the middle.
You only 4 inches.
Where I live, go somewhere else and strip. Go to another city and strip.
She gonna have that visual of that thing she was grinding all that.
Nobody would know.
No.
He said he don't want her grinding on somebody that's bigger than him and coming home. He insecure.
Yeah.
See, that's insecure. Just
wait a minute. I'm light skinned. Yeah, I'm gonna throw it out there. You ain't about to throw it in my face. Got some leverage over me. No. So you know what? Nope. I can't do it, Brad Jones. No. Sam ain't stripping. She your wife.
I know what you're doing at home, bro. That's
me and my
I'm
wife
saying.
Met when we was. I was just getting out of high school, so I'm pretty sure she wasn't stripping.
You met you a good girl that looked good, so got good hair. That's what I want.
You want the dream girl type. Like,
they out here.
What's wrong with that? I want the dream girl type.
See, that's your brother.
They out here.
But he been like that forever.
No,
I've changed.
Time out. When we said Superhead, I'm going. I said, wait a minute. I'm going too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want that thing too.
I'm
I want to see.
About taking off, changing the home.
I'm just not a hypocrite, bro, because I do it. I can't tell. I can't accept somebody.
So, and you would get a lot of fans from this show for you saying that. You would get a lot of fans.
So what if you? But what if you found out? Like, let's say 2 years into the relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you leave her at that point?
I'm leaving.
Because you found out what?
Two years?
Wait,
2 years?
Yeah. What's
talking about? Popcorn player.
I'm going to find it out.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things where if you don't act, I ain't tell? Or is she like, you ain't ask me, so why ain't tell nothing?
No, that's not something that you don't tell somebody.
You ain't got
that's your stripper.
How is your relationship to where that person don't even know that that's something
that It's before you met the person.
I mean,
let's say you met them at like 27, and like 21 to 23, they were stripping to pay for college.
Right. No, I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping about that.
You was trying to get your education.
But they didn't tell you, but you end up finding out, like, hey, Joe, I seen your girl back in college. She was.
Ain't no sex tapes being out there. You know what I'm saying? That's some crazy stuff, and not people out the streets looking at me like, bro.
I got a question for you. So, you meet Kim K. And she had that sex tape out. People done seen it.
I'm not going.
But it's before you, though.
So what? I'm not going.
Oh.
Number one, I don't like the way her body shape, period.
What?
Her booty is... It don't even match her legs, bro. I'm sorry.
Did you see she ain't got no hands from that thing?
Bro.
I might have to think that the first time I slide in it.
Can't even move it. It's stiff.
Like, so you wouldn't even know we was raised in the same house.
Like, man, you on the same record. What we gonna do? Tie that thing up.
No Nicki Minaj, no Kim K.
You ain't gotta say two words.
No, I can't do it.
So, okay, well, that's my question then. You said before you, it's not during you, but now she made a
sex tape out.
What
does
that mean?
But what if, okay.
It was before you, though.
And then not this.
Yeah. Hey, we about to get a lot of emails.
Oh, my God.
Send me the sex tape, for so. Send me the sex tape. Send me the sex tape.
See what that's being a hypocrite. Listen. Hypocrite, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, if you want the sex tape, we sending out a trunk of my car for $49.99. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen it. I ain't with that thing. I ain't with that. Nope. That ain't me. But.
Oh,
You know what I'm saying? We selling it. We do it for the culture.
I don't think I'm being a hypocrite.
Definitely,
I'm not. I'm just saying. Hey, I just want everybody to know, Comic Culture is not the place to start dry snitching on everybody else, all right? We're going to let this slide a little bit, but y'all definitely have snitching, yeah.
Don't dry snitch on me and Brad Jones. We just,
I ain't nothing dry snitching me about. I ain't going to lie to you.
It's different because
you're right.
When I say different, they're celebrities. Like, I say it all the time, man. If I was that big and famous, I couldn't be with another celebrity that got all these sex tapes out.
Somebody leaking your tape if you get big.
Exactly.
They leaking at you.
Wait a minute, bro. You really got a tape on him? Because I need a minute. Wait a minute. I need to make me a tape too. I need to.
You ain't got one?
It ain't going to be that long. But it's going to be worth some of your money.
There you go.
I'm trying to tell you how much water she drinking. I'm bringing the thunder. TTAU for life. I'm acting fool on that tape.
I guess I'm just
messing, man.
Yeah.
I'm just too aware. Like, you be out in the street and everybody look at you like, oh, you with what's his name? And, you know, I seen them doing that. You know, I don't want all that. Like,
it's all my business. But you always have somebody that
Exactly.
Somebody. Not everybody. Not everywhere I go. You see what I'm saying?
So, like, let's say you dating a girl or a guy. And you bring them around your homies. You got some homies that you don't see all the once in a while. Maybe once, twice a year. But y'all, that's y'all man's. That's your girl. And they like, hey, G, I gotta tell you something about your girl. Back in the day, she was XYZ.
That's tough.
Yeah, I done heard that before. Yeah.
Then what you do at that point?
Well, it depends on at that time how much you in love with it. Because, like, I mean.
Let's say I've been dating 2 years.
You dating 2 years, I done told you I love you. You probably done met my mama.
Right.
So,
I don't even met your mama 2 years? She better have met your mama?
My mama, first off, real bourgeois, and my mama ain't.
I did have to jump out the car on her one day.
Yeah, my mama bourgeois, be smoking cigarettes. Like, I ain't gonna
what the hell do with anything?
I was about to say, I think I do anything.
My mama thinks she all that. Really, she not. She ain't got no money. But listen, though. I ain't want to tell that, mom. You ain't got $20. Like, for real. Let's just keep it real. I'm Comic Culture. You know what I'm saying? Listen, though. She would have met my mama. She probably would have met your mama. I would have told your mama about it. You know, your mama like my marriage counsel or whatever. I ain't even married yet. But that's not the story. But listen, though. It's going to be tough to control off the lead her after 2 years and like you done told me that. Like, so I'm a firm believer of like, okay, if I really feel her, I got like a chain reaction of people. You know what I'm saying? I send the pictures out, tell you about her, then we go from there. Tell Sam, woo woo. Okay, let's have a game night. Bring her around y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Cause YouTube. Y'all know how y'all brothers get down. Bring around Mondo, you know what I'm saying? Bring around you. See if they vibing out. Y'all bring around some more homies, right? I gotta let everybody see her to see what's going on. And now, I got Instagram now, so I might throw a couple pictures of me and my boo up there. You know what I'm saying? So if you seen her and me Instagram friends, you know back in the day she's out there doing some strange for a piece of change. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make something holler for a dollar. You know what I'm saying? She was getting for a buck. You need to let me know something. You feel what I'm saying? Before I go deep into the river. You know what I'm saying?
What if it's not one of your homies from back in the day? What if it's somebody that you at the gym with, kicking it with? You know what I'm saying? You're gym hooping with, but y'all, y'all don't see nothing all the time.
That's a good question. I mean, once again, you doing it to sweat. You see how you do that? You
know. I'm just asking scenarios. Just
you know what I'm saying? Up. Listen, though, that's a good one. It would be tough for me to leave her because she making me happy and I love her.
Right.
I got to swallow that pill. Mm-hmm. Now, me, I'm probably going to be an asshole with it. Be like, you know what? Your feet ugly. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like you anyway, you tired motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I might say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's why you wee, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Oh, now I ain't making no money. Oh, my thing small. You know what? Get out of my house. You know what I'm saying?
So you're going to pick a fight so she can leave.
Basically.
I might. You know what I'm saying?
I think I might have did something like that for real.
I think you called me like, after you did that too.
Yeah, I might have did something to just, y'all always said I was petty.
You be petty. You very picky.
Mm-hmm.
And petty. I might find something. Too. It's one, I might. But, like I said, I've changed.
You broke up with a girl because she sneezed, bro.
Yeah.
She sneezed on
Wait, time out. Time out. Wait. Don't go there. you said no snitching on common culture. She gonna listen to that show. Like,
I mean, that's cool. If somebody sneezes in your face and on the first date, bro, and it's like,
or the girl that flushed the toilet and then it all didn't flush down and you broke up because of that.
Bro, I was in the shower. I was in the shower. We ain't that comfortable, first off.
Let me say this. Clarence is a great guy, okay? You know, I don't want you guys to think he's gonna dump you after a couple dates.
I mean, he's grown up since then.
Just don't sneeze, fart, or flush the toilet around him, okay?
Nails better be done, feet better be done.
Hey, no. That's real. Your feet messed up. Yeah, I'm not messing.
Definitely gotta be pretty.
Like, I'm sorry. Feet Dominique, your feet look good. I
got pretty toes.
Yeah.
Feet definitely gotta
you got
pretty.
Small feet. You can get the Jordans on time. For real. She get kid sizes.
I had a question though. So let's say a girl was bad, right? What's your number one girl in life that you would be like, oh, she's super bad?
Cause that thing stink. Or is it dry?
No, the thing smells perfectly fine.
I know who is it? Finna go with this.
What?
Name a person that you would be like,
I can't. Oh, that's bad that look good?
Yeah.
In like real life?
Yeah.
That we all know?
No, like somebody that's famous. This is my famous that you would be like, I go for.
Oh, Lauren London, definitely. No.
So Lauren London. Let's say Lauren London got Shaq feet.
I told this on my on the red line to my train people. I got a whole entourage. You know what I'm saying? Your feet messed up, you looking good like that. You gotta keep your socks on at all times. At all times.
No. But after I've seen it, no, I can't go.
I can't do it.
Let me tell y'all
now,
a story.
If you got your socks on, I never seen them, did I?
Let me tell y'all a story.
Seen them, gotta go.
You gonna have to see them at some point.
Let me, exactly. You know, everybody know I'm a storyteller.
I'm done with you.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm kicking it, right? You know what I'm saying? I was like 30 pounds lighter. We had Brad Jones' bachelor party in Vegas, right? So we kicking it, you know what I'm saying? I got the little bow tie on looking like Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? Without the glasses, right? So I'm in the club, right? I make sure Brad Jones cool, cause you know, somebody punch him, I gotta punch somebody. You know, throw a bottle with him. I'm cool, I'm kicking it. Some girl approached me, whatever. She was so bad. I'm talking about dark skin. Weaved down her booty. Didn't know it was hers or not. I didn't know. I'm like, okay. I did something I don't ever do. Let me get you a drink, you know what I'm saying? Let me buy her back. So I'm one of the homies, you know what I'm saying? Her homie came, he ran me a little in the fence. Okay, cool. Got them digits. If y'all buy you a drink, I'm getting them digits. Right? Taxing her, whatever, woo-woo. I'm like, she come to the room. I said, oh, you know what time it is. It's only four letters I know, TTAU. Came in. You know what I'm saying? I came out the shower, I'm in my tank, my arms looking swole because I did a couple push-ups before I got, you know what I'm saying, to her. I'm looking like, yeah, there she go looking. What the f***? I say feet was through. I'm talking about shot through the grease. Pow, 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 pow. Like chicken grease. Like, I'm looking like, how does God make this girl look like this? The booty this big? Breasts on... You know what I'm saying? Looking scrumptious, like looking like macaroni and cheese with candy M's, greens.
Yeah, my toes probably look like my fingers pointing at you.
Yeah, I'm talking about toes was pow. I'm like,
I can't go.
Now she was an escort. She wanted me to pay for it. I probably would have done it. I'm snitching on common culture. I've been drinking water. Water made me snitch. You know what I'm saying?
Why though?
Just for the hell of it, because it's Vegas. You know what I'm saying? What happened in Vegas, stay in Vegas.
That's true.
Her feet was so through, I say, it's time to go. No way, no how.
Yeah.
Like, if she would have sucked my thing, I don't know if it would have got hard because my feet just so ugly.
Yeah.
I see somebody else with ugly feet, my feet curl. I'd be like, what's that about?
Yeah.
Are you serious? And you a woman.
Somewhere.
Man, you ain't going outside in the summertime with no feet.
That's terrible.
You feel what I'm saying, bro?
That shit be kicking bricks.
Dude, like she a soccer player for, like, Joe, something was wrong with her feet, man. Like, somebody know, when they listen to the show, they know, like, yeah, her feet was messed up. I got a picture of them feet, I think, too. I said, ooh.
Why would you take a picture of it,
though? Man, listen, I think she showed me a picture of herself. I had to zoom in on the feet to make sure it was real. That joint's real. Her feet had toenail paint on it. It still looked ugly.
She probably has some armor on.
Yeah.
But we appreciate the story. Cause
I'm sorry, I had to let that know. I had to let that know on common culture. If you know who you is in Vegas, you know who you are. Me, you had something special too. Told you wear them socks around me. Could have had my baby by now.
So I got a question for single people. Cause I ain't single. Dominique ain't single.
I ain't single.
Oh, that's just you then.
I'm playing. I'm saying.
So,
it's Friday. So,
when y'all trying to figure out somebody to hoe, are y'all really asking people like how many people they slept with still?
No.
That's rude. You can't do that.
So how do you know if she a hoe? If your definition
the
is
how many numbers. You don't. Care. The tendencies come.
That's what it gotta be. It gotta be the tendencies.
That's what yeah.
Because
somebody else coming up.
So wait.
Something
so
like,
y'all what?
Y'all feel
what
like
tendencies?
After noticing some tendencies like, oh, I'm fucking with a hoe.
No.
So like,
I
what?
Like it.
Right.
No, I'm saying like, what kind of tendencies? Okay, what kind of tendencies make you a hoe then?
Well, like I said before, I'm banking on. See, Zoe was talking to this one girl I was talking to. I'm banking on that. You know, if Zoe talk,
maybe.
Yeah, you know, if you talking to one of the homies before, I feel like he done hit. Like, they gonna tell me something. That's what I'm banking it on.
But how do you know that when he talking to him ain't a hoe? Because he ain't asked either.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean.
So I'm saying, like, if you banking off numbers of people they had sex with, if you're not asking them.
Can I ask you a question?
Huh?
You a man whore?
I'm married. What?
No, before. Are you a man whore? No. No way, no how.
No.
You don't present that you're a man whore.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tendencies.
But I've also heard a lot of girls act like they down for it and these big freaks get into the bedroom and not.
Yeah.
I mean, I done had
that before.
You asking a question that's very hard. This is why I'm saying I'm trying to fish it out.
No, I'm trying to figure out if your definition of a hoe is based on how many people you slept with. If you're not asking how many people they slept with, then how you define it?
How do you come out and ask somebody how many people?
I don't know if I'm asking them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, you used to ask girls that.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You did. Yeah. You savage. I need to.
But I was young. Like I had to know for real.
Yeah, when you're young,
like
you're different
though.
Yeah,
you're younger though.
I mean, your body count wasn't that high. Now I couldn't tell you how many people I slept with.
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
You know what? Okay, I'll say this. Right. If a girl met Zoe or me tomorrow, I don't know how you might feel. She let me hit on the first night. I'm gonna feel like she probably a hoe a little bit.
All right. No.
I said a little bit. I know we older though, we grown, so that's what it's accepted to. But some people are like, I'm not letting no nigga hit on the first night.
But
am I right?
But
you feel what I'm saying?
That's just
you gonna try it.
Oh,
what's wrong with that though?
Oh, Mondo, give me some that.
But I had a question.
Mondo in the background tits, y'all. You know, the couch tits like, oh.
But if you like. So let's take things in context, right? So let's say it's a girl that was a hoe. It's her good girlfriend's like, hey, you gotta slow down because you out here kind of bogus.
Mm-hmm.
So she like, you know what? I'm not letting nobody else hit for first night. And she don't let you hit the first night. Then you gonna think, oh, she probably a hoe because she didn't let me hit. She really a hoe. She
once
just
again,
trying to change her way.
Y'all see how you do it?
But that's facts, though.
Listen.
Hitting on the first night don't mean nothing. Nothing at all. Doesn't mean nothing.
Bro, what I'm saying is, it doesn't, but
y'all
some
might really just vibe. Like
some people go feel that. Look at how she just said, no, he not in on the first night.
Most women don't think like that though.
But so that's what I'm saying, because okay, if you heard a girl had sex with me on the first night, what you gonna think she is? You gonna think she a hoe? But got a whole tendency. Do you see what I'm saying? It's perception.
Man. See, I don't believe in that.
Okay, perception is a lot. Like in America. Like you can't go in a corporate job, you know what I'm saying, acting a certain way. You gotta act corporate, right?
Right.
They might not know you a hood dude from the street. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But that's just my opinion from outside looking in, obviously. If somebody has sex with someone the first night, I don't think you're necessarily a hoe.
No, not at all.
I mean, because that might be the first, you might really been vibing that person.
That's
you might be
saying.
Out of town in Vegas.
Listen.
And all you got is this night.
Time out. That's a different subject. That's what Vegas is supposed to be done for. You know what I'm saying?
You be out of town, period.
But what
if she out of town in Chicago?
Right.
Listen, what I'm saying is,
I fell in love with her, actually.
What's her name?
I wish I could find her to this day.
You know, that's my Instagram. I can help you out. We talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, some dudes, though, go think. And you, Zoe, you know what I'm saying. Some dudes go think, man, she let me on the first night. I wonder if she let somebody. You know dudes go think that way.
No.
Yeah. I thought it was worried about that shit.
Y'all don't know how y'all mind works.
Yeah.
I just know.
I don't.
Dominique.
Myself.
Dominique, me or you. Come on, give me a high five. No. Me and you finally Aries twins.
I'm not. I can't.
Not you. I said dudes. Not you. dudes. I'm not talking about you. You're different, obviously.
Once again, I'm different.
So right.
I'm,
you know,
yeah, I'm different.
So you tell me you ain't gonna think no other guy that you don't know gonna be like.
So what they did, that make a
hoe? I'm sure they're all guys.
I'm just gonna, it's gonna be in the back of your mind.
But perception. Just because she has, okay, let's say she has sex with four people on the first night, that make a hoe? She 30. She 30 years old. Like she.
She only has sex with four?
Four people on the first night. I ain't saying four total. She might have had sex with more people than
that. Right, but that, just four on the first night.
Listen, that's a whole tendency. I'm sorry.
Bro.
That 30, that's a whole tendency. That's a whole tendency.
Bro, you're 30. You're grown.
Yeah. Well, you out of town every year.
So you out here just having sex. You don't want nothing with no real, no substance then.
Probably can't. Right.
I mean, just because she's having sex doesn't mean she's not looking for nothing. But in the process of looking for something, she want to have a little fun in the process, that's on her.
Listen, I'm saying you cool with having a one night stand with one person. But if you had sex with Zoe with one night stand, next time you get to me, you know, you need to make me work for it. Don't just give me another one night stand. I'm going to be mad. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Having what? One night stand.
She a hoe, you know that. That's what I'm saying. I just said that she can have a one night stand with Zoe.
Y'all just being too.
And then when she get to me, like, she get to me. She need to make me work to show that I'm, you know, ready.
Oh, you like to work, huh?
That's what a respectable girl should do, man. Okay. That's what, you know what I'm saying. You thought you wouldn't, me and you wouldn't see eye to eye. Come on.
I disagree with you. I'm sorry.
So she out here having one night stands with one dude. She needs to keep
doing
it.
You wouldn't like that if she gave it to me, but made you.
I said I'd be pissed. Hell yeah. I just said
let that girl go.
No. If I didn't know you.
Yeah, probably.
If I didn't know you, I'd be mad because then I would be looking like, oh, so you said Zoe, that ain't bigger than Matt. He looks better than me. So you'll give it to him quicker.
Go to that, though.
So, time out. It's always, when you get a one night stand, all you got is sex appeal. Nothing else.
Right.
That's all you got every time you meet somebody.
That's it. That's
all this.
No.
Anybody,
when you meet a girl.
Anybody that say, I'm looking for somebody
what's
that,
the first
that
thing how you acted on. What's the first thing you think about?
I'm like, you already know.
That's,
yeah.
That's false.
Right.
Let me just break this down. I'm going to break this down and close the show out. Because anybody that says, I'm looking for somebody, and they're like, oh, the first time you meet somebody, you can't tell if that's a good person. You can't
that's
tell
what
nothing
I'm saying.
About this person. Only thing you ask is a physical.
No, talk to women about that, because only women don't believe that.
I think women believe that, too.
A lot of women don't believe that. Thank you. More
but
men
it's not,
believe
it's not
that.
Possible. It's not possible to say, I'm looking for a good person. I'm going to talk to good people.
Just see
and the only
just
way you
know they're a good person.
Exactly.
Like, that's impossible.
Ask your women friends about that, Brad Jones. Ask them.
Well, my women friends all kind of got good heads on their shoulders, so they kind of understand all this.
I bet they don't.
I bet they do.
Okay,
fine. I'll ask them.
Okay, good.
But,
let me be there.
But like, as always, we want to thank the guests for coming out to the show. You know, we got to wrap it up because it's getting a little late. So, thank you guys for participating. Hope you guys had a fun time and lighting time.
Yeah, I did.
Appreciate
y'all.
Thank you.
Having us.
Can we get some closing remarks from the guests before we close it out?
Who y'all favorite?
Stop being
the show?
So judgy, please.
That's from
why
guests?
You look at me like that?
Yeah, because, I mean.
Okay. All right. You try to go get some hoes later?
It's a term of endearment for guys. Right.
This is facts.
Right. It's not facts. See?
I mean, it's the truth is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like,
so Ness, you say, stop being so judgy. Just live your life. So,
that's it. You only live once.
That's the thing to do. Just live your life, man. Just live the life the best way you can. Let it happen, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just don't force it.
Let it happen, huh?
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen. You know what I'm saying? Let it happen.
Oh, yeah.
And,
let it happen.
Just join your Facebook. Zoe_Elite Instagram. My Snap is ZoeElite06.
Now you know
me.
Now you know where they gonna ask you when they DM you where that tape at.
No comment.
My tape coming soon,
ladies.
Just be respectful with your body. That's
why I be saying, trying to tell them not, Dominique.
Your body is your temple.
Yeah.
So you trying to get people to be disrespect? You trying to get people to disrespect their body by having sex with them, but you want them to respect their body at the same time.
Listen.
Hypocrite.
I ain't no hypocrite. We closing this show out.
Show.
You know what I'm saying? Dre Towner, Brad Jones on the mic. You know what I'm saying? Our guests here. I want to thank y'all for coming out. This has been one of the best shows we've had. I'm sorry our other co-hosts couldn't be here, but you know we had background people. We had this show was popping. You know what I'm saying, Brad? We do it for the culture. Common, that is. You know what I'm saying? Listen, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to be at Promontory tonight trying to get some hoes. You know what I'm saying? I had to say it. Yeah.
All right, on that note, you know, thanks everybody for listening.
Email.
This Thanks for everybody listening. You can always reach us once again at commonculturepodcast@gmail.com, Common Culture Pod on Facebook, as well as Instagram as Common Culture Podcast.
And we got to do a part two of this show. And we also want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, man.
Yeah, one more birthday. Want to say happy birthday to Che. He was one of the sponsors, one of the original listeners to the show.
Sure is.
So happy birthday. Probably hanging with him tomorrow for his birthday, kicking him a little bit. Yep. And
your daddy, you got your daddy a Father's Day gift?
You got my dad a Father's Day gift?
Yeah, you got it already?
Yeah.
You see, there you go.
Gotta go. All right, y'all. We out.